We are, let's go into the world. You know where we are. We are on, yeah, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Acts chapter number 2, verse number 17. That your sons and daughters shall prophesy, young men shall see visions, and old men shall dream dreams. So that is the last days, anointing that the Lord will give. And we saw a lot about it, and we saw that it's not the physical age of the young men, it's the spiritual age, which is decided based on the cost of consecration. And we are on the dreams part. Last service, we saw the interpretation of dreams. Last service, we saw the interpretation and of dreams. And I told you that the people who interpreted dreams in the Bible never went to any training school, or never re read a theological book to be trained on interpreting dreams. That training school was their own battles. When they faced spiritual warfare for their own lives, interpreting those dreams for them became a necessity, each one of them. And that is how someone starts to learn interpreting dreams. When you are walking with the Lord, and when you are fighting those battles, spiritual warfare, when you start to recognize that the one who is holding your destiny is not any human being, is not a physical enemy, but they are spirits, but they are covenants, they are spiritual relationships which is revealed to you in dreams. Interpreting those dreams for your own life becomes a necessity. Okay? And then when you start to interpret those dreams, you start to gain understanding of the spiritual realms. You start to gain understanding of the spirit, and start to realize the hidden enemy that was holding your life, that was responsible for the affairs of your life, for that was pulling you back, that was pulling you down, that wants you to go back to your old life. You start to understand that flesh and blood is not responsible for it. It is the spiritual unseen enemy, the principalities, the rulers of darkness, the demons, the spirits of the from the ancestors, from your bloodline. And you start to recognize those things, and that is where in your personal battles you start to interpret dreams. That is how these people in the Bible started to interpret dreams. No one went to any training school. They started to interpret dreams with the help of the Holy Spirit. Okay, any which ways. So we went through the interpretation of dreams. But tonight, what we are going to start is fleshly and demonic dreams. Fleshly and demonic dreams. So, dream is a realm where a man is unconscious. Okay? And yes, definitely God has access to that dream realm. But even your flesh and human beings who operate in demonic power have access to that dream realm. Satan has access to that dream realm. Familiar spirits have access to that dream realm. So we have to make a distinction, and we have to understand fleshly and demonic dreams. Okay? Many people have demonic dreams. Many people have dreams from the flesh, and they are not able to discern. Sometimes they consider a demonic dream as a dream from God, and then the devil is successful to manipulate them because they are not able to discern that that dream was installed by a demon, or that dream was installed by a witch that wants to manipulate them. So we have to discern the fleshly and demonic dreams. Hallelujah. I believe we are ready for that. Amen. Okay. So there are, I prayed and for the whole week, and even till the end, there is a lot about demonic dreams. So I believe I have 8 points about the fleshy and demonic dreams. And I believe in those 8 points, I will be able to cover all types and of demonic dreams and expose them, so that some people who are listening to it might get answers to their questions about demonic dreams that are coming to them. And maybe some people will be able to discern and understand, okay, that dream was not from God. Okay, so let's start off with this demonic dreams. The first point about demonic dreams is diviner's dreams, bracket, foretelling of false dreams. What? Diviner's dreams. The first thing about demonic dreams is a diviner's dreams. This category are not your dreams. This category that I am teaching you is, have you ever encountered a person coming and telling you, oh, sister, you know what? I had a dream about you. I saw you like this, like this, like this. You know? Or even a prophet that you consider as prophet but is a diviner comes and tells you, I had a dream, you need to do this. Diviner's dreams are diviners that foretell false dreams to people. And it's in the Bible, it was there during the time in the Old Testament, during the time of the Old Testament. So let's go to some scriptures and then we will come. The first point of the demonic dreams is the diviner's dreams. The first scripture we will go to is Jeremiah chapter number 23. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter number 23. Jeremiah verse number 32. Behold, I am against those who prophesy false dreams. You see that? Behold, the Lord says, I am against those who do what? Who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord. And tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I did not send them or command them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord. So, there is a group of prophets who do what? Who prophesy false dreams to people. And through those false dreams, they do what? They cause the people to error. For you to fall into error. That is the diviner's dreams. Some people who consider themselves as prayer warriors have dreams from the devil, negative dreams, manipulated dreams, and it is not the Holy Spirit giving them dreams, it's a familiar spirit, it's a demon giving them dreams, and they think that I have become a prophetess, I have become a prophet, and I am seeing dreams about people, I am seeing dreams about Kay, about Portia, about Ralston, and I will go and tell them. And you tell them, but those are false dreams, not to lead them in God's ways, but to cause them to error. I had numerous people coming and telling me such false dreams, because, and they think, oh, they are seeing dreams, but they are operating in a spirit of error. That is diviner false dream. They are operating in a spirit which is not Holy Spirit. They don't have a proper relationship with the Lord. And they are having false dreams, and the familiar spirit is boosting their ego, telling them you are someone special because you are having dreams about other people. I am against those who prophesy false dream. Okay, stay with me. Let's go to another scripture. Zechariah chapter number 10, verse 2. Zechariah chapter number 10, verse number 2. Okay. For the idols speak delusion, the diviners envision lies and tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore, the people went their way like sheep. They are in trouble because there is no shepherd. Okay? What does the Bible says? The idols speak what? Delusion. The diviners envision lies and tell false dreams. These are people who have idols in their lives, but yet they claim to have dreams from God. Who is speaking to them? Who is installing those dreams? It is the idols. It is those spirits, deities in their lives who are installing those dreams in their life. These are diviners' dreams. What they do? They comfort in vain. They comfort in vain. They try to comfort a sinner in their sins and tell them to continue in it. Or they try to persecute a righteous when they are doing righteousness, coming and telling them, "Oh, this is what I saw about you. This is what I saw about you," when nothing is true. Okay? They promote the sinners and they persecute the righteousness. What they are doing? They are leading the sheep astray. And the sheep of God are in trouble. Why? Because there is no shepherd. Okay? These are hirelings. These are not shepherds who hear from God and feed the sheep. These are hirelings who always talk about dreams. Are we understanding diviner's dream? Once a lady came and that lady invited us to the house, my family to their house, and then they cooked food for us and all those things. And the lady said, "Oh, I wanted to talk to you, and talk to you guys." And she was talking to my mother and sister, and telling, "Oh, there is something. Is there something wrong? Because I saw both of you going into a pit, going into darkness, and you were this and that and this and that." We heard it, and I said, "Okay, let me think about it." But that and what we were doing is we were transiting from one season into another season from God, and we were getting out of a church, you know, out of a very fleshly, carnal, and demonic church, and getting into what God had called us for. That too by many leading of God and confirmations. We were getting out, and I was going on that path. But this lady started to come and tell all the things contrary to what God was saying, to the leading of God. And in such condition, average believer who does not has discernment will, oh, am I? They will stop because the enemy wants to give diviners dreams. The enemy wants to give manipulative direction through other people who have different types of spirits. Okay? Are we understanding that? And this lady that does not even comes to the church properly, is not regular in anything, in any service to God, and she's having dreams. So you got to have discernment, because many times when you are on the path of God, many times when you are walking on the path of God, the devil will send diviners. The devil will send people who trust in false dreams, and they will have dreams about you and tell you this, that, and this. All those things. I know about people in the church. There were two people in the church we were attending, and they used to have demonic dreams from the devil. And they will go to the husband and tell, "Oh, I saw this about your wife. Your wife is doing witchcraft. Your wife is doing that." And they were on the verge of separating from each other, giving divorce. And when they go and tell those dreams, they are more confirmed. "Oh yeah, that's true. That means God is with me. My wife is a witch." And they see this, they see that in the dreams. They are not pastors. They are not ordained into anything. Or they are into idol worship halfly. They are into ancestral things, and they see dreams. Those are diviners' dreams. Be aware of such people. Be aware. I don't know if someone is able to relate. I don't know if people come to you and tell you, "Ah, I had this dream about you. I had this about you. You would you and all those stuff." Hallelujah. Okay, are we together? Shall we dwell on this point a little bit? Are people there? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay,
Hallelujah.
okay. Are we understanding, people of God?
Hallelujah.
Don't believe
Yes, we are.
anyone coming and telling you a dream about you. See that person if the person is operating in the Holy Spirit, first of all. Such people, if you are able to discern, they are not in the Holy Spirit. Their own life is in a mess. They are not able to get out of some sins, and they are having dreams about you. There are people who want to start to control you. They have controlling mindsets, and they will come, oh, I have a dream, you should do like this, you should do like that, and start to cast control. Those are diviners. They are carrying sorcery spirits. Do we understand that? Okay, that is what the Bible is talking about. The diviners envision lies and they tell false dreams, and they comfort in vain. I am telling you, I have numerous. Once a lady came in the church and started to tell me, oh, this is what I saw, this is what I saw, this is what I saw. And I knew whatever she was speaking, and even the way she was speaking, as if a demon is speaking about the dreams about me. Yes. So if the devil is not able to, if the devil is not able to get in your dream realm, he will get in someone else's dream realms, and those demons will instigate them to go and tell them, you are hearing from God about them, go and tell them. You know, it's like that. That is diviner's dreams. That is foretelling of false dreams. Do we understand that? Okay, who are diviners? Diviners are also sorcerers. Remember a sorcerer? In the book of Numbers, Balaam, sorcerer. Diviners are also sorcerers. Okay, let me show you that. Numbers chapter number 22, verse number 7. Numbers chapter number 22, verse number 7. So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the diviner's fee in their hand, and they came to Balaam and spoke to him the words of Balak. So when you know the story of Balaam, I taught a lot about Balaam, who was a sorcerer, who was not a servant of God. So what do the diviners do? And even some Christians because of their way of walking in iniquity and in sin, they carry those spirits. What do they do is, they hear out a circumstance, like Balak came to Balaam. What did Balak wanted Balaam to do? He wanted Balaam to curse Israel. He wanted Balaam to, what, curse Israel? He wanted Balaam to curse and do witchcraft and destroy Israel. That is what he wanted Balaam to do. So as what diviners do is, as per the request of people, they create dreams from their own imaginations, and they see those dreams and they come back and tell those dreams back to people. These are we together? Listen to me. Like you go to a prophet who is not a prophet, who is a diviner, and you tell that prophet, you know what, I am struggling, I have come to you, please pray for me, prophet. I have got this contact from somewhere, and I am struggling in my finances, and I am not having a business, I am not having clients in my business, I have to pay this, pay that, so I want a breakthrough, I want this, I want that. So this prophet, who is a diviner now, will hear out your request, and in order to please you, but not to lead you in God's ways. A real servant of God will pray and not go as per your request, but will go as per what God is showing him. And a real servant of God will tell you, you are mishandling your finances. You are not living a life where you are giving time to God. And there are this areas in your life where God is displeased. Get it right. Take time off from worrying about your business and spend time in the presence of God. That is what God wants. Fix this mishandling of finances in your life, and then God will lead you in the further steps. That is what a real servant of God will hear God and tell him. But a diviner will not operate like that. A diviner always pleases flesh. Do we understand that? So what he wants to do is, what is the things you want to happen? The breakthrough, the business should come, the client should come, the money should come. So he wants to please you in what you want in your flesh. That is how a diviner operates. They go back and aspire to fulfill your desire and gratify your own heart's desire. He will envision dreams and then come back and tell you, I have prayed for you and I saw this about you, that the clients will come and this person will come, that person will come, and you know what? Your business will grow. And this will grow, that will grow. He will not talk about God. He will not talk about relationship with Christ. He will not talk about getting out of sin. But he will plant things in his life as per the desires of the person's heart, for his desires to be gratified, for what he wants to come to him. And many times it will come to him. The things will happen as per what he's saying through his dream. But it will all be the connections of the devil, of the demon, and it will bring him down more, and it will take him away, take him more and more away from the Lord. And though he will get some things, but it will be with sorrow. Are we understanding? They create dreams. Some diviners have the power to create dreams from the perspective of the devil. Are we understanding that? And many of the teachings about dreams, how to create dream. If you want a wife, imagine your wife and go to sleep and you will see the woman that you want. I'm telling you that. Listen to me. There was one, I was taking a church. I was taking church in a place. And so there were different people that wanted to do ministry in the church. So I said, okay. So one of the ladies, I knew she was carnal, but what she was doing in the church was something called as women's meeting. You know, women's meeting, where all the women come together and a woman is a leader and the woman teaches the other woman. And my mother, because we are a part of ministry, my mother would attend the women's church. Now, what this lady was teaching there is, now we will meditate on God's promises. We will do something. So she told all the women, close your eyes, be calm and close your eyes. And she started to dictate. Now, when you close your eyes, you see that there is green pastures before you. You see that there is food on the table. You see that you are resting near the flowing water. You start to see all these things that I am telling you to see. Now, that is not the teaching of the Bible, where you have someone close their eyes and you are the one who is installing visions in their perspective. Have you seen that? You know, where does that happen? Those things happen when they teach yoga. Hallelujah. People of God, are you there tonight? Hallelujah. I am talking about diviners installing false dreams. I am talking about some of the prophets, demonic prophets, diviners, people connect to them. And as soon as they connect to them, they see that prophet coming in that dream and asking them to do some things. They are the one who can install dreams in you. Are we understanding that? So that is not the teaching of the Bible. So many people, if you close your eyes, and this is what some of the prophetic schools teach, that close your eyes and this is what you have to see. That is what you have to see. No. You should see not what the prophet is saying, what the pastor is saying. You should see what God wants to show you. That doesn't happen like that. Are we understanding that? Those are installation of things in your imagination. I will come to imagination, which is a very important subject. I will come to imaginations when we come to visions. So that is the installation of manipulative dreams. What I'm trying to teach you is they create false dreams. That is what Jeremiah and Zechariah are talking about. They envision lies. The idol speaks delusion. And they speak false dreams that they have created. They have created. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? So what is a diviner's dreams? They manipulate false dreams in order to win the approval of men and make money. They manipulate what? And force false dreams in order to win the approval of men and make money. False dreams, what are false dreams? False dreams are forced dreams, which means speaking when the Lord does not speak. Seeing what the Lord does not shows. Those are forced dreams. Are we understanding that? So do we understand about diviner's dream? Be careful of such people. Be careful of such prophets. Nowadays, the trend is if any people, any kind of people, you're, oh, the prophet telling on the TV, oh, I came in your dream last night. I came in your dream. You will think, oh, that person is powerful. He comes in the dreams of people. That person is powerful. You don't know that he is installing perspectives. He is installing vain imaginations. He is installing manipulation by getting into people's dreams. Hallelujah. Are we understanding false dreams? That is the first demonic dream. Before we go ahead, if you guys are there, can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Amen.
The second point about demonic dreams. The second about demonic dreams is accurate but deceiving dreams to test you. What is that? Accurate but deceiving dreams. The things in the dream are accurate. That now this is a third party dream, another person telling you. So the dream which is being told to you is accurate, but it's not from God. Still, it's not from God. It's still deceiving. Why? To test you. God is testing you, whether you depend on so-called dreamer and on the dreams of a dreamer, or whether you depend on the scripture, on the word of God. Because no dream can surpass the scriptures of God, the doctrine of God. Those are demonic dreams. We will come to that afterwards. But accurate but yet deceiving dreams to test you. Let me take you to a scripture. Deuteronomy chapter number 13. Deuteronomy chapter number 13. Let's go there. Deuteronomy chapter number 13, verse number 1 to 3. Now listen to this scripture very carefully, everyone. Deuteronomy chapter number 13, verse number 1 to 3. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Did you hear that scripture? If a dreamer of dreams comes and tells you, tomorrow in the White House, this and this will happen. I saw it in a dream. And then you see that exactly what this prophet said happened in the White House. And then on your social media, you subscribe to the prophet. This is an accurate prophet. You subscribe to the prophet. He is accurate. Wow. What he said exactly, that is what has happened. What he dreamt about, that exactly that is what has happened. And you subscribe to that prophet. And then you start to hear his teachings. And the prophet in his teachings starts to speak and teach vain things. Things like that your third eye needs to open for you to see dreams. It needs to be activated. And things like fornication is not a sin. So on and so forth. An accurate prophet starts to lead you because, and that is what the Bible is saying. If you have a dreamer among you and what he dreams about comes to pass, but after it comes to pass, he starts to teach you and tell you, let's follow other gods. Let's walk in sin. Don't listen to such a kind of a dreamer. Don't listen to such a kind of a prophet. And why did that happen to you? The Lord is testing you. Whether you want to depend on a dreamer, on fantasy dreaming, on gifts, or whether you truly follow the Lord. So accurate dreams can be from the devil. How you will recognize that? Because the person who is dreaming and giving accuracy himself walks with demons and then teaches you that doctrine to follow other gods. People, are we there, people of God? This is what that scripture is saying. Let me read that to you again. Deuteronomy chapter number 13, verse number 1 onwards. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let us, and to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of the prophet. So every accurate prophecy is not from God. It is to lure a bunch of believers into deception. Do we understand that? So don't get so fascinated about accuracy. Test the fruits. Test the doctrines. Test the spirit. Do we understand that, people of God? I was just yesterday, Just yesterday when I was preparing the message, and I was going through a dream. A servant of God happened to write a dream that he saw. And this servant of God is from God and living a holy life and teaches repentance and holiness. So I was reading his dream. And in his dream, he saw himself getting into a hall where ladies were preaching. Some beautiful ladies were preaching. And one of the beautiful lady came to this person, to this man of God, and started to teach him about holiness, against sexual immorality, holy topics, you know. And this man is started to think, why she is saying me all those things? Because I am already living a life that pleases God. But when this man saw this lady who was teaching, this lady was wearing all those exposing clothes, exposing her body parts, and she is teaching holiness to him in the dream. That is what he is seeing. And then the Spirit of God told him in the dream, reject her words and reject her and get out of the place. So he rejected that woman, and the other beautiful lady, the friend, was very angry. Why did he is rejecting? And he took his coat and he started to get out of the hall. And then when he got up from the dream, the Holy Spirit told him that even the devil uses authentic topics, holiness topics, to lure believers into deception. Don't go by their teachings and by their words. Test their fruits, test their lives, test the spirits they are carrying. Just yesterday, he saw that dream. Are we understanding, people of God? You will, listen to me. People who are carrying the spirits of demonic dreams will always persecute a righteous and holy believer. Will come and tell, you have sinned. I have encountered sorcerers who are renowned pastor. I cannot talk about that dream. I don't have time. But to give you a gist of it, a renowned pastor who had the biggest channel, had biggest TV channel, and the whole world from, there is not one nation who does not watches his shows. But he died and his channels and his TV was taken down. That pastor, I used to, what power. Every healing he would do, he would ask the cameraman to record it. Everything he does, he will ask the cameraman to record it. And they will hype him up on the TV. They will promote him on the TV. But one fine day, I had a dream where I encountered this man. And I saw this man destroying people, killing people. To cut the dream short, there were many things in the dream, but I happened to meet him. And I saw people coming. Before I could meet him, someone, the assistant came and talked something about me. And after that, when I met him, he started to tell me, you watch a lot of TV. You watch a lot of movies. And you are into sin. You are into that. I said, and in the dream I am saying, because I consider him as prophet. In the dream I am telling him, but prophet, in my lifetime I never watched TV. I don't have a cable connection. I don't even watch movies. What are you talking about? So when a diviner spirit, when a sorcerer who is so-called servant of God meets a righteous man of God, he will always persecute that man and condemn them for things that they have never done. And then when he was telling me those things, suddenly I saw him turning into a big green color snake. I said, what is this? Who are you? Who are you? And then I had a fight with that snake. And I got up from the dream. I said, what was that, Lord? The Lord told me, I am showing you who he is. I am showing you who he is. Hallelujah. And I started to pray. And there were many other some people who were in his bondage who started to expose him that time. Maybe within 1 year, I had that dream and I prayed. He died. He died because he destroyed. I'm sorry if I'm scaring anyone. That is God's business. That is spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Are we together, people of God? Dreams.
Yes.
They are accurate, but they are of the devil. So don't be so amazed. Americans especially, very amazed of prophecies. They depend a lot on prophecies than on scripture. On prophetic dreams. I see people sending me all the prophetic dreams, but no scripture, no word of God. All prophetic dreams. They depend a lot. If anyone saw a dream and it became accurate, everyone will follow that person. Test every spirit. Test their fruits. Don't go even by their words what they are talking. See their dressing. See what they are doing in their life. There is a prophet who is having dreadlocks and all gold. He wears golden dresses. Gold. Real gold dress. Real gold. And then he talks about holiness. He talks about consecration. Prophets from India. My friend sent me a video about a prophet in India. You know, he is sitting on a throne like chair. And the chair is of gold. And then he is wearing this. See this? This fat chain, fatter than the KJV Bible. Gold chain in his neck. This much fat. It's fatter than the Amplified Bible. That fat gold chain. And then he's showing people to speak in tongues. All gold, 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 gold. That is not a servant of God. Are we understanding? Don't, people of God, dreams can deceive multitudes when it comes accurate. Dreams can deceive multitude, and people prefer to follow a dreamer than a teacher who teaches scripture. They prefer to follow, since he has seen, that means he can solve the problems of my life. Let me go to him. That is the biggest deception the devil can bring. Hallelujah. Accuracy of dreams do not guarantee it is from the Lord. When the prophet, at the cost of his accuracy, starts to tell you to follow other gods or live in sin. Do we understand that? That is the next, the next thing about, the second point about demonic dreams. Accuracy or accurate dreams can be deceiving. And what God is doing, it is actually God testing you. Deuteronomy says, God is testing you whether you love God with your whole heart or not, or whether you will follow that dreamer. So God is testing you, beloved. I'm telling you. Don't follow accuracy and this. Oh, he told and it came to pass. God is testing you. God is testing you. Okay. Point number three. Point number three about demonic dreams. Horrific dreams to contradict the speakings of God to you. Installing fear and manipulation. This is point number three I'm talking about, okay? Horrific dreams to contradict the speakings of God to you. Installing fear and manipulation. Just, okay, let me explain that to you. Just after God speaks to you, the devil also brings dreams to cancel what God is doing or what God has spoken. He wants you to believe and accept that negativity and manipulate God's will for your life. Hallelujah. I hope that people who are close to God can understand what I am talking now. Now, what the devil does is, once I went on a fast because I was tired. Tired in the spirit and I wanted answers. So I went, I prayed, and on the third day God revealed to me something. God, there was a thorn, a person who was, the demons were operating through him. The demons were operating through him and he was just, you know, disturbing my peace and my calling for the Lord. So I went for that and the Lord revealed me something and the Lord showed me that he is defeated on the third day. So I received that word from the Lord. I went to sleep. Just after that, I saw the same person coming in my dream and starting to accuse me, insult me in the dream and fight with me. And I was in a terrible, Lord, you just told me this and this is happening. And I got up. It was around, I still remember, it was 6 in the morning. I got up with this dream. I said, Lord, you just told me that he is defeated. And here he comes with all this force. And the force in the dream with which he was coming, I could feel that hate. I could feel that hate, the insult. Like arrows against me. I could feel that in the dream. And I said, Lord, the Lord said, do not doubt. Do not doubt. And I said, so what to do? Should I pray in tongues now? You know what the Lord told me? No, don't pray in tongues. Go back to sleep. I said, okay. I went back to sleep. And then again I dreamt. And I dreamt that the Lord defeated me. The Lord defeated that person before me. So do we understand that? Hallelujah. What I am trying to tell you is, after you get a word from the Lord, after you receive answers from the Lord, immediately there are demons assigned to give you dreams, that will show you dreams that is against that answer that you receive from the Lord. It has not happened. No, we are still in power. We are defeating you. They show you as if the Lord is lying to you. That is a manipulative dream that comes to you. Do you understand that, people of God? And then when I got up, that has happened so many times. Sometimes I get up and the Lord asks me to pray and go back to sleep after praying. That dream that I saw from the enemy is reversed. He was trying to defeat me. He was showing as if he is insulting me. But I see the Lord defeating them when I go back to sleep. Hallelujah. So there are, listen to me. Whenever God gives you a promise, whenever God gives you victory, you are victorious in Jesus' name. The word that God gave you is true in Jesus' name. But what the enemy tries to do is, he tries, now the last resort that the enemy has is to make you feel that God has not done anything and to make that victory negated by your own mouth, by your own unbelief. Are we understanding, people of God? So he gives you manipulative dreams. Dream that is against what God showed you. Dream that is against what God told you has happened. He will reverse it and show it to you. And that dream is a lie in Jesus' mighty name. No one is saying amen here. Hallelujah. Are we understanding, people of God? Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I don't know how many people have experienced that. Hallelujah. But you shall experience it when you travel with God. Yeah. These are the things that you will experience, I'm telling you. There are many dreams I go, I see a dream, get up and pray against it, get back, and I see God defeating the enemy, God reversing the manipulation of the enemy and confirm that his word is true. His word is true. So dreams are like what God shows to you. It's like a doubt for you to cancel what God is showing to you. Those are manipulative dreams from the enemy. Just after God speaks to you, the devil also brings dreams to cancel what God is doing. He wants you to believe and accept the negativity to manipulate God's will in your life. Hallelujah. So when God has said he will promote you, when God has said he has given you the victory, the battle has not ended. The battle starts from there. The manipulation comes. Remember in the book of Daniel, the king gave thoughts to promote Daniel. So when Daniel was going to be promoted, that is the time these people came and said, let's pass a decree. Whoever prays to his God shall be put in the den of lions. And Daniel prayed. He was put in the den of lions. Instead of getting promoted, that is what happened with him. But God saved him from there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what God spoke came to pass. You have to hold on to God. That is a very thin line when God speaks to you, and when that happens, between that, the devil will make you think negative about God's promises. Never doubt and go back. Otherwise, you yourself will cancel God's promises. That is what the devil wants you to do. Horrific dreams to contradict the speakings of God to you by installing fear and manipulation. Sometimes there is something called as your greatest fear. You are praying and God is telling you, I will do it. I have done it for you, but still you have fear. What if it does not happen? What if it does not happen? There is a portion in your mind. There is a portion in your heart where you are afraid. Is God true? Is this word? Will this word happen? You are doubting. And that greatest fear turns into a dream, and you see the dream. And all the more you fear. Hallelujah. Tonight, Pastor John is not there. But I believe some of you heard his testimony. His testimony. He has a baby boy now. And that is a miracle baby. But before that, he had many, the wife had many miscarriages and so on and so forth. So when I told him, this conception is from God and the enemy cannot take it out. But when the wife was, I think, 8 months pregnant, the wife had a dream. He already told it in his testimony, but the wife had a dream where she saw it will be a boy. In India, they don't tell the gender before the birth, but she saw in the dream the baby that is going to come will be a boy. And she saw that she is having a normal delivery and the baby being born. That is what she saw. And then she got up, told the dream to John, and they were happy. The next day, she got another dream. And in the dream, she saw the doctors coming and telling that they have to cut open the womb and remove the baby because the baby is dead inside. That was the dream, the second dream. And they were afraid, and Pastor John called me and he explained me the dreams. I told him the first dream that you saw was from God, and the second dream that you saw was from the demonic spirits, from the devil. And that dream is to negate what God wants to do and make you believe and make you afraid. So right now, what you need, both of you need to do is come into prayer, come into agreement and reject what the devil showed you, and tell the devil, we reject what you showed us. We reject it and we cancel it. it's a lie and it's a manipulation and it's not the reality in Jesus' mighty name. So they prayed. And you see the baby was born and the baby was a boy. Hallelujah. Do we understand these things? Do we understand these things? If you don't have wisdom, you cannot walk with God. If you don't gain understanding, if you don't gain understanding in the spirit, the devil will manipulate your life and you will be a defeated person. If you don't gain understanding, these teachings is to give you understanding, people of God. These teachings is to give you understanding. This is what happens in the realms of the spirit. Whenever God wants to do some things, it is through dreams he reveals. And then the devil immediately after that is on guard. He's working full time. Ah, God wants to give him a job. Let's come and give him a dream. And there is fear that comes along with that dream, negativity with which you start to doubt. The Bible says, don't doubt when you pray, because if you doubt, you are like the wave of the sea, driven away by the wind. So doubt cancels what God wants to do. Don't doubt. And that is what the devil wants to install through dreams. Hallelujah. Are we together? Okay, point number four. And I think after point number four, I will end. There are more points. I will end after point four. Point number four. Are we understanding until now? Let's go to point number four. Point number four of the demonic dreams. Dreams to discourage you when you are about to defeat the enemy. Dreams from the devil, dreams from those spirits you are fighting with, to discourage you when you are about to defeat the enemy. Okay, stay with me. This is something different, a little bit similar to point number three, but some things are different in this point. In such dreams, the spirit would use their last resort to come in your dreams and manipulate you in order to discourage you falsely, showing that you have no power against them. Okay? This is when, let me put it like this. When God has started to expose the spirits and the people behind what is happening in your life, and you start to see them and understand, what they will do is they will give you dreams that will discourage you, to show you that you have no power against them. Dreams, have you, I don't know if anyone had dreams where you saw a spirit coming and overpowering you, where you saw something coming and overpowering you and you are not able to do anything against them. Those are manipulative dreams. Stay with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once my sister had a horrific dream. Okay. And had a horrific dream about this spirit just came and was tormenting. And as soon as the spirit came, she came to me. In the dream, she came to me. And I was praying. But this spirit came taking the face of a person we know. Okay? And when I was praying in the dream and she was there, this spirit came taking a face of a person we know. And what happened is, that person came in the dream and said, stop praying now. The spirit, I just saw the spirit go. It has went. So stop praying. But in the dream, my sister felt it has not gone. And she asked me to continue to pray. So I continued to pray. When I continued to pray, this person changed the face and manifested as a demon and started to cry out in the dream. Manifested as a demon and started to cry out. And then he started to talk to my sister and started to tell my sister, no one can save you. Even your brother cannot save you, because his prayer cannot affect me. His prayer has no power over me. The demon started to tell. That was the dream. And she came and told me. Oh, she was discouraged because she thought the demon has, I have no power over the enemy, over the devil. Now listen to me. I prayed a bit and I told her, listen to me, my sister, listen to me. Do you think that the spirit that told you that I have no power over the spirit is true? If I have no power over the spirit, why the spirit was deceiving me to stop praying at the first place? Yeah? People of God, are you listening? They are manipulative.
Yes.
What they speak is not true. What they tell you in the dream is not true. They will come and tell you, you don't have power. If I don't have power over you, why you were trying to stop me to pray? And when I continued to pray, you got exposed, you started to shout. And now you are saying, you have no power, you cannot do me anything. So that is how demons function. And people come out of those dreams discouraged. Oh, that dream tormented me. Oh, I am not doing this, not doing that, and that's why I am not. No. You need wisdom. May you have wisdom in Jesus' mighty name to interpret dreams, to understand the techniques. Hallelujah. Dreams. When you are defeating them, you are on the verge of destroying them. They will come with such lies and tell you, you have no power. See, I am tormenting and I can torment. I am tormenting you. They are telling you lies. They are afraid. That's why they want to stop you to pray. Those discouragements is for you to wind up your equipments and your ammunitions in God, and for you to wind up the weapons and go back and get out of the battle. That's why they want to do those things to you, because you are going to defeat them. They come with manipulation and tell you all these things and try to even torment you. I cannot tell many of the things, but I know what it means to fight in the spirit. I have fought with spirits. I am telling you, I have fought with spirits. Spirits that were too huge for me. Spirits that were long as an 18-story building. The Lord put me in those battlefield. And I have fought with those spirits. I know what it means to fight with a spirit, to have a battle with a spirit. Well, I know that. And I know their techniques. I know how they function. If something, I know those things by the grace of the Lord. And these spirits, you know, sometimes they overpower me. But I know I will not be defeated. They will attack me, but they shall not prevail over me. When the Lord visited me at the age of 26 and called me into full-time ministry, that is what he told me. They will attack you, Rahul, but they shall not prevail against you. I have a covenant with the Lord that no devil in the world can defeat me, because the Lord fights my battle, because I have a word from the Lord. Yes, no, because I have a covenant with the Lord. So many of the times I am in those battles, it's like I'm getting defeated, but at the end the Lord comes with his glory. And in seconds he destroys them, because the Lord told me they shall attack you, but they shall not prevail against you. They shall not prevail against you. Hallelujah. Beloved, we have to gain understanding. Dreams to discourage you. If you don't gain understanding in those dreams and interpret dreams, what will happen is you will be defeated. The devil will be successfully manipulating you. But these teachings I am teaching you tonight are very important. It is not milk for the babes, but it is solid food for those who are grown up. Babies cannot understand what I am speaking. But those who are walking with the Lord, those who want to grow with the Lord, grow in the Lord, they will understand what I am teaching. Hallelujah. Let me stop there. Let me stop there. There are four points I gave you about demonic dreams. And there are more four points that are remaining about this topic. First was the diviner's dream, foretelling a false dream. The second was accurate but deceiving dreams to test you. The third was horrific dreams to contradict the speakings of God to you, installing fear and manipulation. And the fourth was dreams to discourage you when you are about to defeat the enemy. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we want to thank you for this time. We want to give you the praise, honor, and glory. Many people are discouraged. Many people get defeated because they are not able to discern demonic dreams. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, but God is speaking to you, to his people. God is speaking to his people in the name of Jesus and exposing the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is a weapon. This is an understanding that is like power over the devil, power over the battles, over the enemy in the battles that you are facing, who are coming against you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, gain understanding, gain wisdom from the Lord. For wisdom will be like your sword. The word of God is like a sword. Wisdom, understanding will be like a mighty weapon to you, people of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Rabba sento yabara kazianta. Lebakador yan seketerebele kaderiando. We expose the enemy, Lord, in every one of our lives, Father. Expose the devil, Lord. In Jesus' name, you expose them, Lord. Expose those spirits. Expose those people, Lord. Those witches and those wizards in the lives of people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, break those limitations, Lord. Bind those spirits in the lives of people, Lord. Lord, open their eyes to see and understand what you are showing them in the dream realm in Jesus' name. And even expose, Lord, whenever the enemy has access to the dreams, that the enemy will be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We want to give you the praise. We want to give you the glory, Father. Thank you once again for this time, Lord. I cover everyone, Lord, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Reba tiara bansi andaraba. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. People of God, can we give a shout of amen? Hallelujah.